الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ ویلکم ان اور سلسلہ about the Holy Quran, about the summary of the Holy Quran. In our previous sisla, we were discussing the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded all the angels to do sajda in front of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and that was the reverence of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. All the angels did sajda except Iblis. Though he was not angel, he was among the jinns, but he was also included in that commandment. He denied and he didn't do sajda, and he showed his arrogance, and Allah Azza wa Jal cast him out from his court, and then Allah Azza wa Jal gave dwelling place to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife Hazrat Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha in paradise. So then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, wa qulna ya adam uskun anta wa zawjukal jannah wa kula minha raghadan haythu shi'tuma wa la taqraba hadhihi shajarata fatakuna min adh-dhalimin. Allah Azza wa Jal stated, we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the paradise and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein, as wherever you will. But come not near this tree, or you both will be of the zalimun or wrongdoers. That was the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But because Shaitan was their enemy, so he tried his best and he tried to make Adam alayhi salatu wasalam slip, and he became successful in that. So then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that story, fa azallahum ash-shaytanu anha fa akhrajahuma mimma kana fi. So because of that, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to get down, means on the earth. And then on the earth, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam repented in the court of Allah for a long period. Again and again he used to repent in the court of Allah, and after a long period Allah Azza wa Jal accepted the repentance of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal described that repentance, fatalaqa adamu mir rabbihi kalimatin fataba alayhi innahu huwa at-tawwabur rahim. And then Adam received from his Lord some words, and his Lord pardoned him, accepted his repentance. What were those kalimat? What were those words? So they are two opinions of scholars. Some said that Allah Azza wa Jal told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam those words which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Rabbana walamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. These were the words, these were the kalimat which Allah Azza wa Jal told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And some scholars have said, though these were the words as well, but there were some other words as well, and that was the wasila of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Hazrat Adam alaihi salatu wasalam presented the wasila of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the court of Allah, and then Allah Azza wa Jal accepted the repentance of Hazrat Adam alaihi salatu wasalam. Then Adam alaihi salatu wasalam was commanded to get down on the earth with all of his offsprings, and then Allah Azza wa Jal told Adam alaihi salatu wasalam, now the time of test starts. The time of test starts. What is that? Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. I'll send my guidance to you. I'll send my verses to you. I will send my commandments to you. So whosoever believe in those commandments and act upon them, there wouldn't be any fear for him and they will never be grieved. But on the other hand, if someone rejected my verses and didn't act upon them, so then they would be the people of fire and they will dwell in the hell forever. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned two kinds of people. So then after that, the fifth ruku starts. And in fifth ruku, from this ruku, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the stories of Bani Israel. Who are Bani Israel? Israel is the title of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. And Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is the father of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So the offspring of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is called Bani Israel, the sons of the children of Israel. Israel is Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and Bani Israel means children of Israel, children of Yaqub. They were a nation, and that is a very famous nation. Still, they are existing. Allah Azza wa Jal sent a lot of prophets and messengers among these people. As Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the messenger of Allah towards Bani Israel. Then Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, even Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Yahya, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So all these prophets belong to Bani Israel. So Bani Israel, Allah Azza wa Jal granted them a lot of excellences and greatness. But they were strange kind of nation. They denied the favors of Allah, they rejected the favors of Allah, and they didn't act upon the commandment of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal sent his prophets again and again in different times. So now here, because in Madinatul Munawwara, Suratul Baqarah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara, and in Madinatul Munawwara there were many Jews, there were many Christians, and both belong to Bani Israel. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal described a lot of things about Bani Israel to Jews and Christians. So here Allah Azza wa Jal mentions some of his favors, what Allah Azza wa Jal granted Bani Israel, and then Allah Azza wa Jal reminded them of his favors. So from here Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant with you so that I fulfill your covenant with me, and fear none but me. First, Allah Azza wa Jal reminded of his favors to Bani Israel, and then commanded them to fulfill the covenant of Allah. What was the covenant of Allah with Bani Israel? The covenant of Allah was that whosoever prophet will come from Allah Azza wa Jal, they will believe in him. They will believe in him. So now the last prophet, the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent him. So now it is the responsibility of Bani Israel to believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the covenant of Allah with them. If they had believed, so then Allah Azza wa Jal would have granted them excellence more and more. That was the covenant from Allah Azza wa Jal. But they didn't do. And Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal gave them other commandments. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. Believe in that which I have revealed, testifying your book. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling Bani Israel that believe in Quran which testifies your own book Torah. Which testify your own book Torah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. And be not the first to disbelieve therein. Because you know in your own book Torah and in your own book Injil, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the final prophet will come and Allah Azza wa Jal will give his book to him. So you'll have to believe in that. So be not the first to disbelieve in the book of Allah. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And buy not with my verses a small price. What is the mean? Because for the worldly benefits, the people of Bani Israel, the leaders of Bani Israel, the scholars of Bani Israel, they used to misguide their own people just for getting some small prize, some worldly benefits. So Allah Azza wa Jal has warned them, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِشَّايَ فَتَّكُمْ. Have only my fear. And don't be afraid of people. What do they say about you? And you will be deprived of your worldly benefits. Allah Azza wa Jal will provide you, but have only my fear. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَقْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Mix not truth with falsehood, and conceal not the truth. What is truth? Truth is Quran. Truth is the book of Allah. Truth is the being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So never mix haq with batil, truth with falsehood, that you change the commandment of Torah, you describe some other qualities of the last prophet which are different from the qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So never do that. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them three other commandments: wa aqimus salata wa atuz zakata warka'u ma'ar raki'in. Establish prayer, pay zakah, and do ruku with those who do ruku, who bow in the court of Allah. Establishing prayer, paying zakah, because when you establish prayer, so then you will get connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, you will get closeness in the court of Allah, and when you pay zakah, so that the love of worldly wealth will be removed from your hearts. And that is the main thing which is keeping you away from accepting the faith in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you enjoin piety upon others and you forget your own selves while you recite the scriptures, Torah? Have you then no sense? Don't you have any sense? What is the meaning? Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded Bani Israel, do you enjoin upon others to do good deeds and you are forgetting yourselves? Because before the coming of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara, you used to say other people, the final prophet would come, and when he will come, so you will have to believe in him. So to your own people, you are used to commanding, and you are used to saying, in every prophet of Allah you will have to believe in. But now when the last prophet has come, you are rejecting, you are denying to believe in him. So أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do you enjoin upon others to do good deed and you are forgetting yourselves? وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. While you are reciting the book of Allah, you are reciting Torah, and in your own Torah Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded you, if you are enjoined upon others to do good, so you must never forget your own selves, but you are doing that. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So don't you have any sense? Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to seek help through patience and prayer. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And seek help in patience and prayer. Means make patience and offering prayer as your routine, and through that seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about prayer, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Indeed, prayer, offering prayer, is a hard job. That's a hard job. But not for those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, whose hearts are bowing down in the court of Allah. For them, prayer is not very hard. That is not a tough job. And who are those khashi'in? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They are those who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord, and that unto him they are going to return. They have to meet Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have to return to the court of Allah. So these are those people who are khashi'in, and offering prayer is not a tough job for them. For them, offering prayer is a convenient and comfortable and lovingly, that's the loving worship, beloved worship. So they offer prayer with love, with khushu, with khuzu in the court of Allah. Then after that, Allah Azza wa Jal reminded some of his other favors on Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal granted Bani Israel salvation from Fir'aun. Then Allah Azza wa Jal granted them Torah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal granted them some other favor. So in this ruku, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions those favors. So he stated, Ya Bani Israel al-Kuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alameen. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I prefer you to the alameen, mankind. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that, remember my favors, what I have bestowed upon you, and that I have preferred you on all the mankind. Allah Azza wa Jal preferred Bani Israel over all the mankind in their times. In their times, Bani Israel was the most excellent nation on the face of the earth. So Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding them that I have granted you a lot of favors. Even I have granted you excellence over all the nations, all the mankind. So remember my these favors. Then وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. And then fear a day of judgment when a person shall not avail another. When a person will give no favor to others, he will be busy in his own matters. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla reminded other favor. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. These were your matters and these were your problems. In these severe things you were afflicted, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave you salvation from all these punishments of Fir'aun. So Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you this favor. So remember this favor and believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal parted the sea for Bani Israel, and Allah Azza wa Jal saved these people and drowned Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. They were tormented by Fir'aun, by the people of Fir'aun. They were tortured, they were punished by the people of Fir'aun. So Allah Azza wa Jal saved them. Allah Azza wa Jal saved them from Fir'aun, and Allah Azza wa Jal drowned Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. And so they were saved and they got salvation from Fir'aun. Then Allah Azza wa Jal granted them Torah. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that, وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And remember, when we appointed for Musa 40 nights, and in his absence you took the calf for worship, and you were wrongdoers. Allah Azza wa Jal promised Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal promised Musa alayhi salatu wasalam about Torah. Oh Musa, come on the mountain of Tur and I'll give you Torah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went there for 40 nights, for 40 days, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam were there. And in those days he were used to speak to Allah Azza wa Jal, but in his absence, what Bani Israel did? So they took kaf as their god and they started worshipping. They started worshipping it. Then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came back from that mountain and he saw and he observed his nation who engaged in worshipping kaf, so then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got angry, but Allah Azza wa Jal pardoned. Even after that, Allah Azza wa Jal pardoned Bani Israel. He pardoned Bani Israel. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Even then, after that, we forgive you so that you might be grateful. Though you committed worship of kaf, but even then Allah Azza wa Jal pardoned you. So remember this favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, remember this bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal over you. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And remember when we gave Musa the scripture, the Torah, and the criterion of the right and wrong, so that you may be guided aright. Then, because the people of Bani Israel, they worship Kaf, so what was their recompense and what was their punishment, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in this ayah, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember when Musa said to his people, O my people, verily you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. So turn in repentance to your Creator and kill yourselves. That will be better for you with your Lord. So that was the way of their repentance. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to kill each other, and then Allah Azza wa Jal will accept their repentance. So they did, and then Allah Azza wa Jal pardoned them and accepted their repentance. Now the another story of Bani Israel, and that is a very strange story. When Allah Azza wa Jal granted Torah to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and then some other stories happened. So once the people of Bani Israel, some people of Bani Israel, 70 people of Bani Israel, they demanded Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to see Allah openly. And they said, O Musa, we never believe in you until we see Allah, we observe Allah openly. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. And remember, when you said, O Musa, we shall never believe in you till we see Allah openly. We want to see Allah openly, then we will believe in you. That was their words about the seeing of Allah Azza wa Jal in front of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. But because that demand was very, very high, so Allah Azza wa Jal said, but you were seized with a thunderbolt, lightning, while you were looking. ثُمَّ بَعَثَنَاكُمْ. And then, even then, Allah Azza wa Jal raised you up after your death. Means Allah Azza wa Jal made them alive again. So that was another bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal over them, that Allah Azza wa Jal granted them life after their death. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And we shaded you with clouds and sent down on you al-man and quails, salwa. These were two favors of Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal shaded them with clouds in the plain of Tiyah. There were no shade, there were no shadow, but Allah Azza wa Jal shaded them with clouds. And for their food, Allah Azza wa Jal sent down man and salwa, two kinds of things. Allah Azza wa Jal sent down over them and commanded them, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. That is the pure sustenance from Allah Azza wa Jal which is being provided to you, so eat that. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But after that favor, even after that favor, so they did the same thing what they used to do. So they disobey the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then so again the punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal descended upon them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to Bani Israel to enter into a city, and commanded them enter into the city while doing sajda, and say the word hittatun naghfir lakum khatayakum. Hittatun means, O Allah, forgive us. So say these words, repeat these words and enter into the city. We will forgive you your sins and your mistakes. So that was the commandment. But what people did, they changed the words. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. But those who did wrong changed the word from that which had been told to them for another. So we sent upon the wrongdoers rijzan, a punishment from the heavens, because of their rebelling against Allah's obedience. So Allah Azza wa Jal is favoring them, granting them His favors again and again, but they changed the word and they made fun of that word. They changed the word and they made fun of that word. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to say the word hittatun, O Allah, forgive us. And they changed the word with hintatun or some other words, grains and wheat, like these words. So they changed the word. So it means they made fun of the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then Allah Azza wa Jal sent His punishment on them, and because of their rebellious and because of their transgression. Then after that, in 7th ruku, this was the 6th ruku, then in 7th ruku, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned some another stories. The first story is about a miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they entered into that desert of Tiya, there was no water there, there was no food there. For their food, Allah Azza wa Jal sent man and salwa. For their water, so what happened? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. And remember, when Musa asked for water for his people, we said, strike the stone with your stick. Then gushed forth therefrom 12 springs. Each group of people knew its own place for water. Eat and drink of that which Allah has provided, and do not act corruptly, making mischief on the earth. So they requested Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to provide them water, to seek water from Allah Azza wa Jal. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sought water from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to strike his stick on the rock. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck his stick on the rock, and then 12 springs gushed forth from that. And because they were 12 tribes, Bani Israel were 12 tribes, so Allah Azza wa Jal granted them 12 springs. And each group and each tribe recognized his own mashrab, his own water place. So Allah Azza wa Jal granted them water in this way. So that was another bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal, that in that desert Allah Azza wa Jal provided them water. And so now they are being provided water, they are being provided food in the form of man and salwa. But they were strange people. Even after all these favors, they demand Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam some other worldly things, as lentils, onions, and some other things. So they said, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا. And remember, when you said, Musa, we cannot endure one kind of food, so invoke your Lord for us to bring forth for us of what the earth grows. Its herbs, its cucumber, its foam, its lentils, its onions. So that was their demand. Allah Azza wa Jal is providing them food without any labor, without any difficulty, without any work. But they demanded, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we can't be satisfied. We can't be satisfied on one food. So please provide us some other foods which the earth grows. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tried to make them understand, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ. Would you exchange that which is better for that which is lower? Mean you are being provided this food, but you are demanding for lower ones. So what are you doing? But they said, no, we are in the need of these. So please provide us those food what we are demanding. So then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam invoked in the court of Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, اِهْبِتُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. If you want those foods, what you are saying, so then go you down to any town and you shall find what you want. So, but after that, they continued their transgression, this disobedience, and because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal afflicted them with poverty and with destitute and with humiliation. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, and they were covered with humiliation and misery, and they drew on themselves the wrath of Allah. That was because they used to disbelieve the verses of Allah and kill the prophets wrongfully. That was because they disobeyed and used to transgress the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that was the reason of their humiliation and poverty. So when Allah Azza wa Jal punishes someone, so punishes him because of his own rebellious, because of his own transgression, because of his own disobedience. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned here, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. Again and again, Allah Azza wa Jal is providing them favors and bounties, and Allah Azza wa Jal providing them those favors food and water without any labor, without any work. But they again and again, they disobeyed the commandment of Allah. Sometime they denied the verses of Allah. Sometime, ma'adallah, they killed the prophets of Allah. That was done by these people, by the people of Bani Israel. They killed prophets. Even they tried to kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Though they didn't get successful in that, Allah Azza wa Jal safeguarded Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and saved Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from them. But in their own mentality and according to their own work, they tried to crucify Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal saved him, but they did what they could do. So that was their mischievous deeds and that was their evil deeds, and because of that, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ, they were covered with humiliation and poverty, and وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and they became deserving of the wrath of Allah. They earned the wrath of Allah, and what was the reason? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, because they used to reject the verses of Allah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, and they used to kill the prophets of Allah wrongfully. Killing of prophet is always wrongfully, but to show the intensity of the wrongdoings, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this word, بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and that was because they disobeyed and used to transgress the bounds. So now in the section 8th and 9th, the story of that cow has been mentioned, who because of it Allah Azza wa Jal has named this surah Suratul Baqarah. First, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that who are those people who are deserving the reward, who are deserving the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. Who are those? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily those who believe and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and the last day and do righteous deeds, shall have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. So Allah Azza wa Jal has one standard. What is that standard? Iman, faith, and doing good deeds. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa amila salihan. Who believe in Allah and believe in the day of judgment and does good deeds. So these are the people who have their reward with Allah in the court of Allah. So having faith, believing in Allah and in the hereafter, in all the essentials of Islam, and then doing good deeds is the base for getting reward from the court of Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned some other stories regarding Bani Israel. When Allah Azza wa Jal granted Torah to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so at one time the people of Bani Israel, so they refused to accept the commandments of Torah. So then Allah Azza wa Jal raised mountain of Tur over their heads and commanded them to accept the commandments of Torah. So then they accepted. So here Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ الطُّورِ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And O people of Bani Israel, remember when we took your covenant and we raised above you the mount, saying, hold fast to that which we have given you, and remember that which is therein, so that you may become pious. So first, in beginning, they denied to accept the commandments of Torah because suddenly they got a lot of commandments from Allah Azza wa Jal. Before that, they were mostly free. But when Allah Azza wa Jal granted Torah, and Allah Azza wa Jal granted a lot of commandments in Torah, so they did not accept the commandment of Torah. So then Allah Azza wa Jal took covenant from them, and Allah Azza wa Jal raised the mountain of Tur over their heads and commanded them to hold fast, to accept, to remember, and to keep in their mind the commandment of Torah and act upon that. So then they accepted. But even after that, what did they do? Allah Azza wa Jal said, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then after that, you turned away. Had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, indeed you would have been among the losers. So that was the grace of Allah, and that was the mercy of Allah over you, that Allah Azza wa Jal didn't make you perish in this world, and Allah Azza wa Jal didn't punish you on the spot. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you respite again and again, again and again. So remember the bounties, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal over you, and then act upon the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant us tawfiq to understand the Holy Quran, and may Allah give us tawfiq to act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.